could tell you the story where the thousands were fed. He lifted the sick and he raised up the dead. I could see since I've made up my mind.
Amen. I've made up my mind, no matter what others say. I will follow Christ,
yes,
and walk in his ways. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I've set my heart on becoming like Christ.
Trouble came running, so I had to make a choice. Would I run or take a stand against this evil ploy? But after all God did for me, Jesus' blood has set me free. I choose to walk in liberty, and I've made up my mind.
Yes. I've made up my mind, no matter what.
Thank you. to make a choice.
Yes, look at that.
Would I run or take a stand against this evil ploy? But after all God did for me, Jesus' blood has set me free. I choose to walk in liberty, and I've made up my mind.
I've made up my mind.
To make the way to walk, and you don't need my
be the last time you get to decide. Yeah.
I know how I made it. good. All right, Philippians first chapter. We're going to read one verse. We'll read the 20th verse. We'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll see what God has to say tonight. Philippians 1st chapter 20th verse, and it reads like this: according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be in life, or be by life, or by death. Amen. So we're going to read. Kind of precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to stand before your congregation tonight, God. They're not mine, they're not the pastors, God. They're your congregation, they're your people. These are King's kids, God, and we just praise your name for what we felt already, for what you've done already, for what you've put on our heart. Lord, how you've changed it. Lord, how you've brought it all together, Lord, to be exactly what you'd have it to be. And God, we just want to be obedient. God, that you just help us empty ourselves out, God, and be filled up with your Spirit, God. Your word, exactly what you have preached, Lord, that it go out here today and affect people's lives. God, they'd be different when they leave out of here tonight than they were when they showed up. And Lord, just go forth accomplishing that exactly what it was sent to do. And God, we thank you. And we praise you for it, God. Not that we're nothing, Lord, but you are everything, God. And we thank you and praise you for it. We praise in your precious and holy name. And amen.
Amen.
Tonight, the thought that the Lord had put on our heart tonight was about being bold. It was about that boldness that it talks about there in that verse that we read. And we may not even get back to it, but God's gave us some examples of boldness tonight. And, you know, I was thinking as we were, as the singing was going on and the different people were singing and the girls were singing and people getting up and testifying and all those kind of things, you know, that's a form of boldness tonight. You know, there's people that are being bold tonight. And I'm glad that God works it out that way, that he can work things out in the service to go along with the message. He knows exactly what we stand in need of tonight. It's not what I think. It's not what I want to do. It's not of my own self. If I stand up here and just give you what I think, it doesn't mean anything at all. The Lord's Spirit of God's not in. If God doesn't show up and give you exactly what you stand in need of, you know, he knows exactly what's on your heart tonight. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. I can look at everyone in here. I can say that I have very little knowledge of exactly what you stand in need tonight. Yeah, I may know some things you need tonight, but I don't know exactly what you need tonight. But God is able. Glory to God tonight. He's able to look down on the inward parts, on the inside. He's able to see down deep within your heart and see exactly what it is that you need tonight. Glory to God tonight. And God said tonight, somebody, I think we all do. I know I do. And it ain't for nobody else. Glory to God. I know this message is for me. But you know what? I feel like other people, they have a need tonight too to hear a little bit about boldness and about being bold for the Lord tonight. Being bold for what God can do for us tonight. And the first thought that he had for me was to be bold, or having boldness in adversity tonight. You know what? I think it's very easy tonight if we were to say who here by a show of hand has been through adversity in their life. Well, everybody, I'm sure, has got a hand to raise. Now, I'm here to tell you tonight, this isn't the kind of adversity that you're trying to figure out where we're going to eat tonight. Or well, say, well, maybe I lock my keys in my car. I'm talking about a real, a life-altering, a life-changing, a really adversity in your life tonight. Things that make you reassess who you are, what you're doing, and how you're serving God tonight.
Amen.
Now, the Lord, I think the Lord lay on our heart tonight and deal with adversity. Well, it's very familiar. Scriptures was talking about David and Goliath. Well, glory to God. This was David and Goliath, and there was the children of Israel. Everybody knows the story just about the children of Israel. They come together to go against the Philistines, and the Philistines, they had this warrior. His name was Goliath. He was huge. He was really big. He was bigger than anybody else. They said he had a spear like a weaver's beam. Well, glory to God. And he had a man that went before him with his shield. Well, I'm telling you here tonight, he was a big problem. It was a big adversity. He was so big. He was so bad that he had the entire army of God standing at bay. They feared him. They feared everything about him. They said, well, he said, went out. He goes, well, you pick your best man. You send him to me. Well, glory to God. And we're going to fight this thing out. And if I win, you're going to serve the Philistines. And if you win, we're going to serve you.
Yeah.
Well, glory to God. There was some adversity. They had the entire nation of Israel standing at bay. Well, glory to God. And there was this little ruddy boy named David.
Yeah.
Well, glory to God. And it said his daddy gave him some food and to go out and give to his brothers and to see what was going on. Well, glory to God. And it said he got there. And when he got under the battlefield, they said he began to see all the things that were going on. Well, glory to God. And how it was that Israel was afraid of this man and named Goliath. Well, glory to God. And it said, and David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done unto the man that killeth the Philistine? Well, glory to God. And taketh away the reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You know what, tonight, David understood who he was serving, amen. David understood exactly who God was tonight. He knew he was serving. He said, this is the army of the living God. Who is this man that he's defying the army of the living God? Is that how you approach your problems tonight? Hey, are you able tonight to look at your problem and say, who is it? Well, glory to God, I ain't got the money to do it. I ain't got the means to do it. I ain't got the car to do it. I ain't got the job to do it. Well, glory to God. And you ever stop and talk, well, who is this? What is this? A problem that is able to keep and able to fight a king's kid tonight.
Yeah.
You're royalty tonight. You've got a place. You've got a place at the king's table tonight. Yeah, you know what? We might be every once in a while like on the Mephibosheth, a cripple from the legs down. But when you pull yourself up to the king's table, you're what it is tonight. And David said, who is it? They can defy it. He said, the people, well, glory to God, we'll go down a little bit. And it said this, and he had this problem. Everybody had a problem. And they heard David's solution. And David said, they can't deny us. We're going to go. And we're going to take care of this. And he said, well, they said they all began to talk about it amongst each other. They began to go around. Every man was telling the one next to him about what was going on. But eventually, you know what happened to it? He got back to the king. Well, glory to God. It says they took their words. We're going to read it right here. It says this. And it says, and when the words were heard, which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. Well, glory to God. When you have adversity in your life, are you bold enough tonight to take it to the king? Well, glory to God. You know what happens today? Everybody wants to deal with themselves. Everybody wants to do their own thing. Everybody has got their own answer. Everybody thinks, I can take care of this all by myself. But glory to God, when the times get tough and adversity gets strong and there's things that you can't deal with tonight, there's only one a true solution tonight. That's to take it to the king tonight.
Hey!
He's got the answers. He's got the results. He's like what? He's been time proven. He's been tested. And he's never failed tonight. Well, glory to God. And he said he took him to the king. And you know, he got to the king. He said, well, the king Saul said, well, how is it? Glory to God. How is it that you think you can go down? You're just a little boy. And you're into this man. He said, you're just a little boy. This man's been a warrior from his youth up. And what is it that makes you think that you're able to take on this Philistine? Well, glory to God. And David said this. And he said, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Have you ever stopped to think what God did for you? Just a little while ago, when adversity comes your way, you know what? We're so short-sighted. We're so short-memored. As soon as God will bless, I started thinking about this. Back in the Old Testament, glory to God, they were talking about when the children of Israel come out of Egypt, and it said they began to murmur, and it said they wanted meat. They wanted meat. They said, we're tired of this manna. We love this manna. We don't want any more. We want more meat. We want meat to eat. And he said, God, well, glory to God. He said, he sent down the quail. And he said, that well. And he said, it filled them up. And he said, they all went out and began to gather all the quail up they could possibly get. But why? Well, truly basking in the glow of a blessing that God gives us, and at the same time murmur against it for all we need tonight.
Amen. Bless you,
glory to God. When you get into some adversity, maybe y'all take some time just to think back about the last time that God blessed your soul.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, glory to God. The next thing, when you're dealing with adversity, glory to God, to be bold about it. Well, I'll tell you this. The scripture reads like this. It said, then said David to the Philistine. This is after he'd gone over. They'd done had a little conversation about it. Old Goliath. He said, well, what am I, a dog? As you come at me with a stick. Well, glory to God. They done had a conversation about what was going to go on. But it says this. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who that has defied. I entertain you tonight. You got adversity in your life. Why don't you take care of it in the name of the Lord tonight? There's nothing you can do about it anyway. There's no way you can take care of it. You may think you're being bad, but when it's all said and done, glory to God, you got to take care of it in the name of the Lord tonight. Well, glory to God. People say, well, that sounds all good. You know, we'll get that way. It says we'll go. Well, sometimes we'll go and we'll pray and we'll get a hold of the Word of God. It says we'll pray and we'll read the Word of God and we'll meditate. We'll say, well, we got everything we need. David said, I'm in the name of the Lord. I will take care of this problem. But you know what? He could have had no action with it. He could have done nothing with it. He could have said, well, God, I know you'll take care of it. I know you'll deal with it. But I'm just going to go back over here with the children of Israel. I'm going to go back over here. We're going to figure out who's going to do it. We're going to figure out who's going to take care of it. He had turned his back and was walked away. But the Bible says this, glory to God. And it says that it came to pass when the Philistine arose. They're getting ready to get at it. You know what? Let's think about this. You've got a problem in your life, adversity in your life, running away from it will never do anything. It's never going to help it out. It's going to get worse. You leave it alone, it'll fester. Well, glory to God. We're going to talk a little bit about the church. You know, that's the way it is in the church. Pastor, I've seen it before. Something comes up, doesn't get dealt with, it just gets left set around. People say, well, it'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Everybody, well, this is free. Everybody get mad at the preacher, get mad at the pastor for taking care of problems head on. But I'm here to tell you, left alone, it'll fester. It'll get worse and worse. Just like old Goliath, he was left alone to stand in the valley. He continued to defy God's people until somebody was willing to take it all tonight. We'll throw that in there for free. Glory to God tonight. But the Bible says, it says this, glory to God. It said that when it came to pass, when the Philistine rose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And he didn't turn away from it. He didn't say, well, and you know what? You know what he could have done? He could have got up a little closer. Sometimes we'll get a little closer to problem, and it seems to be a little bigger than what we thought it was. People say, well, I thought it was a big problem, but it's a lot bigger than what I thought it was. You know, looking at him a far distance, old Goliath probably looked pretty big. But you know what? When you get up a little closer, boy, I bet he was a real big man. He ought to have been real intimidating. He ought to have been real hard. And I look at him and go, old David, you know, the picture I got in my mind is David standing there going, listen here, buddy, I'm going to take care of you no matter what your problem is. He said he was a little ruddy boy, and old Goliath was a big old man. But you know what it said? He hasted and ran towards him because he knew he had the power of God on his side. You've got adversity in your life tonight. Won't you be bold like David? Be bold to go towards that adversity. Adversity, you know, adversity, it'll affect glory to God, it'll affect your walk tonight. It'll affect your witness tonight. How you know what? How you deal with a problem will affect how people see your God. You say, well, y'all not saying it's the truth. How many times you heard it? Well, you know what? Oh, so-and-so, he's supposed to be a Christian. But when the hard times came to his door, well, look where he ended up. Right back in the same place where he was before. He turned away from his God. He didn't depend on him. How you deal with adversity will adversely affect your witness tonight. Amen. If you don't do it in the right way, you say, what's the right way? Run towards it in the name of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Take it on. Nothing you can do yourself. Don't run from it. But be bold and stand in adversity tonight.
Amen.
Next thing he wanted to have, talk about being bold in faith tonight. Being bold in your faith. I thought, again, another familiar scripture they put on our hearts for this tonight. But it was about Elijah and about Elijah and the prophets. Very familiar scripture. A lot of people know the scriptures. They know about the story. But it says this. It said this. Who would know tonight how bold are you going to be in your faith tonight? How bold are you going to be in what he'd have you to do in your faith tonight? And it says this. First of all, Elijah and his prophet said, and he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou my father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed land. And now therefore send and gather me in all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal of 450, and the prophets of the groves of 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Well, glory to God tonight. Let me tell you about this. And it's so we'll read out a little bit more. It's so Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered all the prophets unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word tonight. Well, glory to God tonight. First off, here's Elijah, and there was only one of him. Well, glory to God, and there was 850 prophets on the other side of the fence. You know, Elijah, he goes on a little later, he goes to talk on God, I'm the only one left. Elijah, he fell alone in what he was doing. He felt his only one. But still yet, tonight, he had enough faith about him in what God could do. He was willing to take on 850, glory to God, of prophets of Baal that could cause him his life tonight. He was willing to take them on. What are you willing to do for God tonight? And what are you doing? Willing to do to exercise your faith tonight? Who are you willing to stand against? You say, well, that person that sits next to me in the office, they don't believe in God. I can't talk about it to him. Well, glory to God. It ought to be easy for you to talk about God. Elijah was able in the adversity of 850 verses 1 to stand strong on what God said, knowing, having faith that God was going to deliver. And the Bible says, and he said, well, he said there where was we read, then came the people, why halt you between two opinions? And you know today in the world, you know, wouldn't it be nice tonight? Glory to God. And there was only two opinions to have. Everybody's got their own opinion tonight. Everybody in this world, everybody's got a different opinion about what God is, about who God is, about how to get to heaven, about how to keep from going to hell. If there is a heaven, if there is a hell, everybody, well, it would feel good, but just go ahead and do it. Glory to God. But Elijah broke it down and made it very simple. He said, if God be God, well, glory to God. He said, if God be God, then follow him. But if Baal be God, follow him. You know what he said? You know what I like about this? I got to see Elijah in a little bit of aggressive mode here. You know what? Some people, they get turned off by an aggressive preacher. I'll admit it. You can't just go around. Brother Joe Carpenter, he's called a shotgun prayer, the witness along to us. We used to say all the time, you can't just walk up and start blasting everybody. You know what? That's right. You just can't do it to anybody. But if God gives you the strength and the ability and the leadership through and by the Holy Spirit, well, I'm here to tell you tonight, let go with both barrels tonight.
Amen.
And the Bible says that Elijah, he said, well, would God be God, let him be God. If Baal be God, you know, sometimes you just got to get like that and say, you know what? If you're going to serve the world and do the things in the world, you go ahead and do them. But if you're going to serve God, then serve God. You know what the Bible says? in Revelation. And God said this. He said, I'd rather you be hot or I'd rather you be cold tonight. Lord, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He ain't got no room for lukewarm Christians today. If ever in the world there was a time you've got to be on fire before God tonight, it's today. It gets worse. Every day it gets a little worse. Today is worse than it was yesterday. And tomorrow will be worse than today. You've got to be on fire for God tonight. You can't sit back on your loins and take your rest. There's no time. There's no glory to God tonight. Church, you understand tonight, there are lost people dying and going to hell tonight. But sitting in this church, they'll come out of here, they'll walk out of the church tonight, and they can go out into eternity, into a devil's hell, if you're not vigilant and on fire and bold in your faith tonight. Got to be bold tonight. And he goes down a little farther. Well, glory to God. And in 24, it says, and ye call the name of the, and call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, oh, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Well, glory to God. Elijah had all faith in God. You know what it didn't say? It didn't say, well, Elijah was wondering whether God was going to answer by fire or not. It didn't say, he thought, well, maybe God's going to answer by fire. He didn't say, well, I hope when we get there, God's got enough grace to get me through, and he's going to send down a little bit of fire. He didn't say, well, you know what happens sometimes? We'll pray like that. We'll pray for something big, and we'll say, well, God, instead of saying God's going to answer by fire, we'll say, well, God, if you're really there, just make my flame flicker a little bit. Well, glory to God. God's not in the flame flickering business. God's in the business of setting your heart on fire for him. He's got a desire tonight for you to be on fire for him. Glory to God. And it says this. And it says in 33, it says they went along. We'll go down just a little bit. And it says they went along. And you know what? His God, their God, and they began to call on their God. And you know what? You know the message you get lost today? One of the things you get lost in this world a lot, well, glory to God tonight, it is this message. There is no other God. And you know what? There is no other way except to be saved through and by Jesus Christ. There's nothing else. There's no other way to get there. There's no works. There's no money. There's nothing you can do. You can't be good enough. You can't confess your sin enough to a man in a box. You can't believe in some other God and get there. A Buddha isn't going to get you there. Well, glory to God. Some reincarnated relative of the rat ain't going to get you there. Some six-armed statue ain't going to get you there. Somebody named Allah wants you to go put on a vest and blow somebody up, giving you everything you want. It ain't going to get you there tonight, amen, church. It is only through and by the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no other God. Glory to God. It says they went, and they went up their altar, and they put it on there, and they began to cry out to their God, and they cried for hours and hours, and there was no way to answer unto them. You know, Elijah, he starts to mock them a little bit. He starts to say, well, where's your God? Well, glory to God. You say that ain't nice. I'm telling you what. Maybe it helped wake somebody up today. They understood their God wasn't answering them. There was no answer from their God. And he said, well, where is he? He said he cried aloud. He said, maybe cry aloud, for he is God. Either he talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, a pre-adventure. He's sleeping and must be awakened. Where is he at? What's he doing? There's no evidence. You know what? You take the people today, they believe in some other God or in some other thing, or it is how you want it to be, and you feel it. Well, glory to God. All you got to do is figure out and point out to them, hey, guess what? There's no evidence that it exists. But I'll tell you what, I thank God there's evidence in my life tonight of a living God. He said he set up a dwelling, glory to God. He said he's going to abide in my heart. I can feel him. It's a way. It's better felt than told. Well, glory to God. I can tell you all about it. But until you feel it on the inside, you'll never truly know what it's like to rise. The Bible says He mocked them. And he said they began to cry louder. They began to seek their God even more. Well, glory to God. They said they jumped up and down on the altars. They began to cut themselves. Now, you know one thing, and you'll find out. That's the other thing, too. A lot of people today, they're very dedicated to their God. You say, well, what's that? They may be themselves. They may be the football team. And you know what? You'll see people who'll be out here at the football stadium every Sunday, every time the game's on, every time something's happening. A football, baseball, basketball. It doesn't matter what it is. But glory to God. They're very dedicated to it. And you can tell them all the time about the shortcomings of their ways. And I'm here to tell you tonight, you'll be able to show them throwing by the power of God that He is real tonight.
Amen.
The Bible says that old Elijah, he said, well, you know what? This is what we're going to do. He said, well, I've had enough of this foolishness.
Yeah.
You know what? He finally stopped him. You know, sometimes you'll sit there and you'll let. You know what? This is what happens today. A lot of times, Christian people, they'll let the other people talk more about their God and about their way than it will about their own God. It's okay. Let somebody express their feelings. Let somebody tell them all about it. And glory to God. I'll tell you what it's like. But I'll tell you tonight, it's some sort of the nonsense has got to stop. And all that nonsense is going to do is send him to hell tonight.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and glory to God, and it says he went. And he said he went about the time of the evening sacrifice. And you know what? He could have went. He couldn't just go at any old time and do what he wanted to. This is an important point. God doesn't want you to miss this. As we said earlier, you can't just go and blow this at anybody at any time. It's got to be in God's time tonight. God's got a time. You know, so many times we make prayers. And we say, well, in the way you should say, Burger King religion, have it your way. And you know what? People just pray. I would say like this. Sometimes we pray. And we say, God, I want what you want. Whenever you want it. As long as it's this and it's right now. We've got everything worked out in our minds. And we want everything when we want it. And we want it exactly how we want it. Well, glory to God tonight. You know, God says there is a time and a place for everything. And you go back and read the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time for sadness. There's a time for happiness. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. There's a time for everything. Everything's got its time. And God knows exactly when it is. And you know what? It doesn't fit in your little box of when it should be. We put God in a box and say, God, you got to do it just like this and right at this time. Well, glory to God. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be in God's time tonight.
Amen.
The Bible says, they took the altar, built it. They put the sacrifice on the wood. They said, he told me, go ahead and put some water on there. Go put some more water. You know what? You know what Elijah had? Something we all should pray for. We should all pray for. He had extra faith. He had a little extra measure of faith. Well, why are you saying that for? You know what? A lot of us say, well, now, you know, we're going to build this altar. Or we're going to put this wood on there. Or we're going to put a sacrifice on there. Well, maybe God's going to answer tonight. Maybe, possibly. But God might give us an answer. And it might come right now. Or maybe not come for 3 weeks. Well, it might happen. He might not answer at all. He might not even answer by fire. But Elijah said, you know what? You make it impossible for that to burn. You soak down the wood. There's a trench around it. You fill it up with water. You soak down the sacrifice. There's no way. He wasn't hiding behind the sacrifice with a big lighter going like this, trying to start that wood. It was soaking wet. It had the blood of the sacrifice on it. It had water all over it. But glory to God, he wasn't afraid to say, God answered by fire. And God was just. And God was willing to answer by fire. And the time was right tonight.
Amen.
Answered by fire tonight. We have to have boldness in our faith. We have to have boldness in our faith tonight. Maybe here tonight, but it's on our heart. You may be here tonight. You may say, I'm not a king's kid. I don't have any boldness in my life for God. I don't know him like you know him. I don't know to be able to call on his name like you call on his name. I don't know how it is to be that way. I don't know how it is to have God answer my prayer. You know, that's the problem all the time with lost people. They can't see God working in their lives. Amen. You know, God works in lost people's lives. Y'all believe that tonight? That God works in a lost person's life. I'll tell you, He worked in my life. I can tell you the ways He worked in my life. I didn't see it when I was lost. Glory to God. But after I got saved, He showed me exactly what He saved me from. But you might be here tonight, and you may say, well, I don't have any boldness tonight. Well, you know what? That's okay. Because there was somebody who was bold for you tonight. There was a man who was bold for you. Well, you weren't worth it. Glory to God tonight. No, you weren't worth it. I wasn't worth him being bold tonight. I wasn't worth it. Well, glory to God tonight. Well, there was a time when God, well, glory to God, searched all heaven to find one that would be willing to come. Glory to God, to be a sacrifice. And you know what? They had sacrifices in the Old Testament. There was bullocks and goats and calves and glory to God and lambs and all these things, but they didn't take care of the problem tonight. They weren't the answer to the problem. All it did was just put it off for a year. It just took the sin and it just pushed it out a little bit. Glory to God. And then there next year they'd sacrifice again and they'd push it out just a little bit farther. Glory to God. It wasn't good enough. Why wasn't it good enough? It wasn't God's shortcoming. Amen tonight. It was our shortcoming. It was man's shortcoming. We couldn't keep our end of the bargain. We couldn't do our part of the deal. We had a part to deal. We had something we had to do. We had commandments we had to follow. There was laws that we had to follow. We couldn't do it. Nothing we could do could get us there. But there was one that said, well, glory to God. He said, there has to be a sacrifice. It's got to be a perfect sacrifice. It's got to be without spot. It's got to be without blemish. They can't have anything wrong with it. And you know what? That took out every man, a boy, a woman, girl in the world out of being that sacrifice. It was only through one that would be willing to come down to be that perfect sacrifice that we'd be able to have the redemption that we need. And Christ boldly said, I'll go down. I'll be the sacrifice. He said He was a slain lamb before the foundations of the world. Even before you were formed. Even before God came down and formed us out of the dust of the earth and breathed the breath of life into us. Even before it happened, Christ said, I'll boldly go and be the sacrifice for the ones who need a sacrifice, for those who need a Savior tonight. And you're here and lost. Somebody boldly came for you.
Yeah.
You say, well, what do I do with it? I started thinking, and God started working with our heart. You know, it's not been too long ago. Somebody brought it up, and probably while I was fresh in mind, I believe the pastor brought it up. You know, there was a time after Jesus Christ that He was crucified, and it said there were two men walking along the road together, and they were going unto Emmaus, and it said they were walking along, and Christ came up here with them. They didn't know who He was. You know what? Tonight, you don't know who He was. You walked in the door tonight. You're lost and undone. You didn't know who He was tonight. You may have heard of Him before. Well, glory to God. You know, I've heard of a lot of people, all these presidential candidates. I've heard of them before. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't know who they are. I don't know the secret things they do. I don't know how they treat their friends. I don't know how they treat their family. I don't know anything about them. But I know who they are. You showed up tonight, and maybe you knew who He was. And maybe you'd heard of Him. But you really didn't know who He was tonight. Well, glory to God. He still loved you enough to come and die. Come and die for Him. For you. But it said they were walking along. And it said they didn't know who the Lord was. And He said He began to tell them all these different things. And as they walked through to Emmaus, He said they were going to stop. And Christ was going to go along. But He constrained them. And He had dinner with them. And He broke the bread. And it said they knew who He was. And He began to expound to them all the things about it. But this was a thought that I had. He said to himself. He said that one looked to the other. He said, did not our hearts burn within us when He spoke to us as we walked along the way? How do you know somebody was bold tonight? Your hearts are burning tonight. You can feel it on the inside. Your hearts are burning. There's something down deep inside. And you hear the words. And you know all about it. You've heard it before. And you know you've got to be saved. There's a terrible place called hell that is burning with fire. He said it burns. And it burns. burns with a fire. It's not quenched. And the worm dieth not. The Bible says you'll die and die and never die. It says you'll beg for death and it'll flee from you. And you'll never have it. But it says, and then that burn in your heart. Then you feel it in your heart. You say, well, what do I do with it? Glory to God tonight. What do I do with it? I'm going to read this verse for you. In Hebrews 4:16. It said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need tonight. Oh, I'm just going to get a song. Whoever's going to sing. Glory to God tonight. You're in a time of need tonight. You're in a desperate time of help. You have a need tonight. You've heard the word of God. You've heard what's been preached tonight. You've heard about the boldness we as children have to have in the face of adversity. You heard about the boldness we have to have when it concerns faith. You want to know all about this boldness. How do you get it? The only boldness you can have is come boldly under the throne of grace tonight. Amen. It's not by your works, lest any man can boast, but it is by grace and it is by mercy. It is a gift of God tonight.
Amen.
Won't you come tonight?